This shiur is about two nations that have a particular anti-Semitism against the Jewish nation historically, and those are Yishmael and Esav. We'll explain as we go along. Amir Tzashem. We begin with Rivka leaving her father's house and receiving a bracha as she leaves. This is in Bereishis Chav Dalet. Vayavarchu es Rivka vayomru la achoseinu at hayi l'alfei rivava v'irash zareich eis shar sonav. So the blessing that's bestowed upon Rivka includes that her descendants would overcome the enemies, the Sonim. And Rashi says that also bracha, that this bracha that she received is the same bracha shenemar li Avram Bahara Moria. There, after the Akedah, Hashem bestows a blessing on Avram, Harbe Harbe Zarecha, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you will defeat your enemies. V'yirash Zarecha Eshar Oyvecha. And that pasuk is earlier, at the end of Parshas Vayera, in Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Yud Zayin. Please note the difference between the two brachas, even though Rashi identifies them. Whereas in the case of Rivka, her bracha is Shar Sonav, in the case of Avraham Avinu following the Akedah in Parshas Vayera, it's Shar Oivav. So we have Sonav and Oivav. If you take a look at the Ramban in Parshas Vayera, he says, Yan asher asiso asadovar azeh, gam itchila hivticho ki yar bezara kachofei ha-shamayim ukafar ha-aretz. Avraham Avinu had already received a bracha from Hashem in Parshas Lech Lecha, that his descendants would be manifold. Aval ata, but now Hosiflo, Hashem adds another bracha. Yana Shar Sisa Amasa Godol Azesh Nishpa Bishmo Agodol Sheirash Zaro Shar Oivov Vihine Huftach Shlo Yigrom Shum Chet Shechal Zaro O Sheipo Bead Oivov Lo Yokum Hine Zu Avtocha Shlema Begula Ho Asido Lonu. The Ramban identifies the bracha that's bestowed upon Avraham Avinu following the Akedah as a promise, a divine promise that the descendants of Avraham Avinu would experience a full redemption in the future. And what this means is that despite the fact that our enemies will subjugate us, nevertheless, we will overcome. We will continue to live. Now, let's point out that so far, whether it's the bracha bestowed upon Avram or that upon Rivka, whether it's Oivav or Sonav, there's no mention of any particular nation that is defined as Sonav or Oivav. However, we would like to take a look at Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer Perek Lamed, and there it says, "Hayu Rabbi Yishmael Omer Shalosh Melchama Shal Mehuma Asidim Bnei Yishmael Lasos Bi Oretz Bi Achrus Hayomim." He describes three major wars that Yishmael is going to battle in the land at the end of time. And he quotes various psukim here from Nach, from Yeshayahu and Navi, to prove that this is so. And in the middle of this discussion, of this presentation about the Bnei Yishmael, there seems to be a slight shift, because the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar speaks about one battle, Bekrach Godol Sheberomi. There's going to be a very heavy military campaign in Romi. Romi is a reference, Lechora, to a different nation, not the nation of Yishmael, but rather the nation of Esav and Edom. And then Pirkei Rabbi Elazar goes on to establish Misham ben David Yitzmach. And at that point, the Mashiach ben David will rise, will appear after this great battle, Baromi, which is the greatest of the three battles, the most severe battle. And V'yira b'avdan shal elu v'elu. And the Melech HaMashiach will witness the destruction of both. And I assume that the word elu v'elu, the both here, is referring to Yishmael and Esav, or otherwise called Romi. And then Umisham Yavol Eretz Yisrael, then Mashiach will make his trek and his appearance in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Mizeh Bami Edom. And this is a pasuk in Yeshayo which foretells the Bias HaMashiach, who's coming from Edom. Chamutz Pugadim Ibatzra Zehadur Bilvasho, etc., etc. Now if you fast forward to Perek Lamed Beis in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, he makes an interesting comment. He says, V'lama nikra shmo Yishmael. And this is really a bit odd, because the Torah itself addresses the question about the meaning of the name Yishmael. But in any event, Sha'aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shmoa b'kol nakas ha'am. That ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear the cries of the people, meaning of Israel, Mima she'asidim b'nei Yishmael lasos ba'aretz bi'achris hayomim. As we saw early in Perek Lamed, the B'nai Yishmael in the future will do things in the land, bi'achris hayomim, two different milchamos, and as a result of these milchamos, B'nai Yisrael will raise their voice, nakas ha'am. And therefore, Lefichach Nikra Shmo Yishmael Shenemar Yishma Kel V'yanim. That Hashem will hear the cries of the Jewish people who are suffering at the hands of these two great battles in the land of Yishmael against the Jewish nation. And Hashem will respond to those cries of B'nai Yisrael. Now, as we mentioned before, the very question of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, namely, Lama Nikra Shmo Yishmael, is a very strange kind of question, because the Pasuk itself addresses and spells out the name and the meaning of the name Yishmael. So why do we need another name, another meaning, I should say, for the same name? That's question number one. But before we address that question, let's point out that there are four chayos, there are four beasts in the vision of Daniel. And that's in Perek Zion of Sefer Daniel. Daniel has a dream about arba chayos, and these symbolize, according to Chazal Darsh Baal Peh, the four goliaths, the four kingships, Shenishtavu ben Yisrael, that during the course of Jewish history will subjugate the Jewish people. These four kingships will subjugate the Jewish people. And if you look carefully at this perek, the first of the four chayos is an aryeh, a lion, shehi golus bavel. The second is dove, vehi golus paras, hashlish is namer, Keneged Malchus Yavon. And yet it's not clear with regard to the fourth Chaya, after we have Bavel and Paras and Yavon, which nation is being represented by this metaphor of the fourth Chaya. And we're not sure what that fourth nation is. It's not really spelled out. We're going to soon see that it's Machlokas Rishonim. And what is the nature, just on a physical level, how would you describe the physicality of this fourth Chaya? It doesn't seem to have a name unto itself. Rather, the Sefer Daniel describes it as Dechila V'emsoni V'sakifa Yisera, Vila Eser Karnaim. So it's some sort of a beast that we're not familiar with. It has 10 horns. Everyone is afraid of it, awestruck by it. It's Takifa Yisera. It's got extra super strength. Now, according to the Ibn Ezra, which is quoted by the Rabban in Parshas Balak, the subject or the symbol of the fourth Chaya is representative of Yishmael. The Ramban accuses the Ibn Ezra of making a mistake here based on the suffering and the fear, the awe of Yishmael. You know, the Ibn Ezra living in those places where the Jews were subject to the anti-Semitism of Yishmael, therefore the Ibn Ezra felt compelled to plug in Yishmael as the fourth Malchus. Yishmael is such a powerful enemy of the Jewish people. The Ramban disagrees, and he says, Hichnis Malchus Yishmael ki nafal pachdom olav, because the pach and the fear of Yishmael was imposing itself in a very profound way over Ibn Ezra and the people of his time. And therefore, the Ibn Ezra, says the Ramban, was questioning, how could it be that this great Malchus, this powerful Malchus that will subjugate the Jewish people, namely Yishmael, would not be mentioned here? So by process of elimination, if you want to focus, single out one particular nation that is alluded to in this fourth ambiguous Chaya, it's got to be Yishmael. But the Ramban disagrees, and he holds that Achaya Revi'a Shara Daniel Hi Romi, to mean the offspring of Esav, also known as Edom, Asher Higlasanu, that sent us into Golos. He's referring here to Bayis Sheni, at time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, V'hi Asher Tovid Biyad HaMashiach. And this fourth Malchus, namely Romi, is the one Malchus that will be destroyed by the Melech HaMashiach. So Bli Neder will get back to this Ramban in Parashas Balak, but there's another question that we have to ask here. The Ramban himself hints at it. Why is it that the great Malchus of Yishmael is not, and all the tzaras that's going to impose upon the Jewish people, the terrible, terrifying tzaras, why is it that, according to Ramban at least, Yishmael is not mentioned in this system of four Malchus that Daniel saw in his vision? In any event, if we have the time again, we would like to look into Rav Dessler. He sees that each one of the Goliaths of these four kingdoms represent a different midah, or shall we say a distortion of an attribute, of a positive attribute in the negative way. And in each one of these Goliaths, the Jewish people are called upon to rectify in themselves that midah. If they're not living up to the purity of that attribute, that's what they should be focusing their attention on. And the fourth, according to Rav Dessler, represents the midah of gaiva, of man believing so much in himself, and therefore during the fourth galus, we have to work very hard to undermine that midah of galus, of gaiva, and during that galus to rectify gaiva by experiencing and engendering within us the attribute of humility. Now, I want to point out to you a very important Ramban, and this Ramban is in Sefer Vayikra. The Ramban, no, let me stand corrected. There is a Ramban in Vayikra, I just don't know if we'll get a chance to fit it in. What I'm more interested now is the Ramban in Sefer Dvarim. There the Torah says, "V'nasan Hashem Elokecha has kol ha'olos ha'ele al oivecha v'al sonecha asher ridafucha." Clearly indicating that these oivim and sonim will run after the Jewish people. They will persecute the Jewish people. This pasuk is in Dvarim Lamed, Pasuk Zion. And Billy Netta will take a look at Rabbeinu Bechai on this Pasuk. But first, let me just point out that the Ramban in Vayikra actually quotes this Pasuk in Dvarim. And when the Ramban speaks about the Geula Shlema, he says that that will entail the destruction of our enemies. And he writes, Shenemar v'nosan Hashem Elokecha es kol ha'olos ha'eila al-oivecha v'al sonecha sherudafucha. Says the Ramban, oivecha v'sonecha remez l'shtei umos asher rodfu tamid achreinu. The sonim and the oivim here as two separate categories, and that's the way it's spelled out here in the Pasuk in Dvarim Lamed, refer or symbolize, if you will, represent these two nations, which, as the Ramban describes them, Shtei Umos Asher Yirdefu Tamid Achreinu. I mean, these are chronic anti-Semites. These are not periodic anti-Semites. The Eile Dvarim Yavtichu B'Geula Asidu Avtoch HaShlem Yosem Mikol Chizyonos Daniel. And here Hashem is promising that these enemies will be removed. This is very similar to what we saw in Daniel about the four kingships. Now let's see if the Ramban is going to spell out here who these umos are. He speaks about shtei umos, but he hasn't spelled out who they are. I mean, we know who they are. But does the Ramban spell it out? He says, Besore tovam vaseres b'chol ha'gol yeshe'en artseinu mekabelas es oivenu. This is the famous Ramban that the land will remain desolate over the course of centuries, millennium, because our land is for us. And it doesn't tolerate other alien oivim. And the Ramban holds that the fact that the land does not tolerate these oivim living in it, those inhabitants, that itself is a raya gadol v'atoch alonu, it's a proof and a promise. Kilo timtza b'chal yishuv eretz asher ayatova rechava, that this is the great land and therefore cannot tolerate our enemies. The land is loyal to us. V'lo makabel uma acheres. So again, we have a pasuk in Dvarim which explicitly mentions both categories of Oivim and Sonim in one breath. We have the Bracha Tavram Avinu, in which Hashem speaks about the Oivim, and the Bracha to Rivka, in which Hashem singles out the Sonim. Let's look at one other statement here that I wanted to show you before we look, Bli Neder, at the Rabbeinu Bechai. And that is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, which I wanted to read to you. The pasuk in Tehillim mentions both Oivim and Sonim, but then it spells out two nations, which the Ramban spoke about Shtei Umos, but he didn't spell them out. And the pasuk says in Kapitel Pei Gimel, Ki inei oivecha yehamayun u'misanecha nosu rosh, clearly addressing these two major foes, adversaries of Klal Yisrael, the Oivim and the Sonim. But who are these two adversaries? Can you identify them? And if you take a look, fast forward to Pasuk Zion in the same Kapitel Pei Gimel, it says, Oli Edom v'Yishmaelim. There are other nations, and David HaMelech doesn't fail to mention them, but he seems to be putting these two nations up front as a separate category. And that's Edom and Yishmael. That pasuk in Tehillim itself is revealing about this whole concept of Oivim Umisanim and who these Shtei Umos that the Ramban mentioned in Vayikra, again based on the Pasuk in Dvarim, who are those two nations? And the Kapitel in Tilim in Pei Gimel seems to identify them as Yishmael, Edom, and Yishmael. So that's a very, very important point, a little bit of a breakthrough here. Now Rashi says on this pasuk of Inosan Hashem Elokeches Kol Ha'olos Elo Ayevecha Val Sonecha, he says the Shalom Ragoyim Ha'ele Ha'amurim Ragoyim Ha'ele Ha'amurim. Who are these goyim that are mentioned here? Edom v'Yishmael v'chol chavrehem. Rashi seems to give us a clear statement which would really support the way we read the Pasuk in Tilim, that the Oivim and the Sonim is a reference to Bnei Esav or Edom and Bnei Yishmael. Now this Rashi is Rashi in Tehillim on the pasuk Yud Gimel here that says Asher Amru Nirshalanu Eis Naos Elokim, that these two nations declare, let us inherit the land, the beautiful land of God. Rashi says Hagoyim Eilu Amurim Lamala. This is an allusion to the Goyim that I mentioned early in pasuk Zayin of Edom v'Yishmael. And these are the nations that are singled out as Oivim and Sonim. Shem Shtei Umos Asher Yirdefu Tomid Achareinu. Where do we find that language? Asher Yirdefu Tomid Achareinu. That's the language that we saw in the Ramban. In Vayikra. In Perek Chavav. Okay. So we are making some progress here when we speak about two nations that are Rodef Tamid Achreinu, and Rashi spells out, based on a simple reading of the Psukim in Tehillim, that this is a reference to Edom and Yishmael. And they are the Oivim and the Sonim. Now, I want to point out to you that there's a sefer called Mimamakim, and this sefer, which is written by Rav Mandelbaum, he's a neighbor here in Har Nof, is based on the Shiurim of Rav Moshe Shapiro, who was my Rebbe when I was a youngster. And in this presentation, which is called Malchus Yishmael U Malchus Arba Malchios, there is a statement here that I wanted to point out and call to your attention. After suggesting here that the Arba Malchios, according to the Ramban, does not refer to Yishmael. Yishmael is not included, but Ibn Ezra, quoted by the Ramban, says that the fourth Malchus is really Yishmael. The Ramban, again, as we saw, rejects the Ibn Ezra. But at the end of the day, what we don't know is why, according to the Ramban, was Yishmael, which is such a powerful nation, omitted from the counting of four. And we've mentioned this question earlier. So it's here again in Mimamakim. And the Maharal Prague claims that Malchus Yishmael is not counted because lo yorash kocho min Malchus Yisrael. Which means that with regard to the other nations, we find that they subjugate the Jewish people and inherit, he says, Yorash Kocho, Mimalchus Yisrael. The language of the Maral is somewhat challenging. We'll read it again. Lo yachshav hakosuv, meaning the parsha of the four malchios, only includes rak malchus shekiblu malchus kedishin elyonin sheyarshu malchus yisrael kocham. It's as if to say that these malchios have no inherent status or kedusha. They take over the koach of klal yisrael when they exile klal yisrael. Those are the dalid malchios. V'imlo shebot el malchus yisrael lo yigil lehem hamalchus. If not for the fact that they vanquished and exiled klal yisrael, took over the land, they would not have the status of malchus. They took over from klal yisrael. All the koach comes from klal yisrael and the defeat of klal yisrael. Aval malchus Yisrael lo yorash kocho min malchus Yisrael ki kocho v'sokfo nosan lo Hashem Yisbaruch b'fnei atzmo. Whereas Yishmael has its koach, its tokef, independent of Klal Yisrael. It's not because they sent Klal Yisrael to exile, took over the land, but rather mipnei b'shvil shehoyu mizera Avram Hashem Yisbaruch amalehem liYishmael shmaticha. In Yishmael now has a tokef, a koach of its own, independent. It's not that it was Yoresh, the koach from Klal Yisrael. So we can establish that the four malchus, hukmu al yisod bittel malchus Yisrael, meaning their purpose is to vitiate, to undermine malchus Yisrael, and to take over that malchus Yisrael, hachlif malchus shomayim haboli lidei gil al de malchus Yisrael. Whereas there's another category called Malchus Yishmael, and their Malchus is not a replacement or through undermining the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, but they have a status of their own. Now this is a little bit shocking to us. You know, this is a big chiddush here, the Maral, and it really sets up Yishmael. You know, we thought Yishmael being, you know, the fact that Yishmael was omitted from the four Malchus puts it down on the list. It's not really great, it's not really awesome, but on the contrary, Pumfaket, the Maral is saying that Yishmael has some sort of a status unto itself, and that makes it, in a sense, more powerful. And there's a reference here that I wanted to point out to you. I'm just going to try to see if I could quickly locate it. Let's see, we're on this piece of Mimamakim, and right now I'm not finding it. I don't want to waste that time because our time is very limited. But be that as it may, what is quoted here in Mimamakim is a statement in the name of the Gra that Shtei Ha'umos Asher Yudifu Tamid Achreinu, right? That was the insight of the Ramban, the language of the Ramban, Asher Yudifu Tamid Achreinu, it takes on a new meaning. Shivim Umos Chutz Mi Edom V'Yishmael Shehem HaRoshim. The Gaon is saying that there are 70 nations of the world, but Edom and Yishmael are, in a sense, the heads of all these nations. They're on the top. Obviously, singling out these two nations for the status that they have. You know, we just described, based on the Maral, the special status of Yishmael, but now we're saying that there is a unique status to both Edom and Yishmael. Now, the question is if within this context, this whole constellation of Yishmael and the special status of Yishmael, whether or not Yishmael will in fact take over the land of Israel and claim bialus over the land of Israel. There is a statement here in the name of the Zohar that Asidim de Yishmael Lishlot Be'eretz HaKdosha, that Yishmael will have some sovereign rule over the Holy Land. And as we saw earlier, the Pirkei Rav Elazar says that the name Yishmael indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear the cry of the Jewish people, because Hasidim Bnei Yisrael Lasos Ba'aretz Bi'achris Hayomim. It sounds like this reference of the Zohar to the future control or dominion of Bnei Yisrael on the Eretz HaKadosha is the same identical idea that we saw in the Pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar about Asidim Bnei Yishmael Lasos Ba'aretz Bi'achris Hayomim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, is sending Yishmael to be Ma'orer Klal Yisrael to Tshuva if they can't come to it on their own. And I mentioned earlier that there's a quote here in the Sefer Mimamakim in the name of the Gaon, and it says the following. It's the Gaon in his Perush on Shir Shirim. He says, V'chein b'Sanhedrin nosaf aleim shnayim shehem ha-rashim. That amongst the nations of the world there are Rashim. Rashim means really the heads of state. These are the greatest nations of them all. And that is Edom v'Yishmael hem ha-rashim. And the Kolim, it's almost as if all the nations of the world are included, incorporated under these two nations. Heim Goyim Ula'umim. Okay, these are the languages that we see here describing the special status of these two nations of Yishmael and Esav, or Yishmael and Edom. And in fact, if we take a look at Rabbeinu Bachai, which we promised that we would do, B'li Neder, he says that on the Pasuk that we read earlier, in Dvarim Perek Lamed, Al Ivecha Ve'al Sonecha, Asher Ridafucha, says Rabbeinu Bachai, Oivecha Yishmael, Sonecha Esav. So whereas the Ramban in this Pasuk, in this context, doesn't mention who these two Umos are, he just describes them as nations that will persecute the Jewish people on an ongoing basis, the Rabbeinu Bachai reveals the secret explicitly who these nations are, and identifies them as Yishmael, the Oivim, and Esav, the Sonim. These are the nations where the Jews are subjugated under these two nations. They are the sovereign control over the Jewish people in Golis is these two nations, single, and not only that, but the Jewish people will live in the lands of these two nations during their long Golis. And the Rabbeinu Bachai says, "Ki kevan shehein asidim l'schaber imanu l'sgayer v'lios liam echad ein tzorach lom shetachzar asror of amalchus elenu." He says that there will be gerus. So Rabbeinu Bachai seems to be singling out Yishmael, not only because of their hatred of the Jewish people and the suffering, as we saw earlier, at the time that Yishmael battles and conquers the land of Israel, but also on the flip side, that Yishmael will play a special role in the Mila of Yizgairu of Gerus. He writes, there's a simon here to Mitzvah Tefillin, the simon here to mitzvahs milah, she is gairu v'yavo b'bris itonu. V'akavona ki kevon shein asidim l'schaber imonu l'sgair v'lios li'am echad. It's not too clear, but there's a lot of secret language here. It's clouded in mystery, but it seems that Rabbeinu Bachai is presenting a very radical position here on the positive side about the role of Yishmael. So I invite everyone to take a look at this Rabbeinu Bachai I don't know if there's an English translation of Rabbeinu Bachai with footnotes, I don't know, but to take a look at this and analyze it. The Rabbeinu Bachai now turns to the concept of Oivim and Sonim. Oivim Yishmael, Sonim Esav. And he writes, Mipnesha Oyev Gadol Minasone, which means that the enmity of the Oyev is far more intense than the enmity of a Sone. And he's really singling out Yishmael as the Oyev. You know, that's a very heavy position or status of Yishmael. An anti-Semitism of Oyvim. And he writes, Ki asone afal pi sheya rialo yasal derech rachmonis. Even though the Sone is going to mete out all these persecutions, but it's always with an element of rachmonis. You know, you have someone to appeal to for compassion. Avala oyev hu shebelibo eva olamis. He harbors an eternal enmity and hatred. Lo yasim lo rachman. There's no element, no admixture of compassion. And he says, quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya, al zaken yachbid olo ma'od. There's going to be a heavy weight on the zaken, on the shoulders of the zaken. Too heavy for the zaken to bear. Ha'oyev, the word oyev, aleph, vav, yud, veis, humiloshen avoy. If you rearrange the letters, it's avoy. The OCLC and shovels the same letters. Avoy is a cry. Oy ve, like we say today. V'al shem shed nofil b'yodo tzoek oy ve avoy. When a person is crying out because of his suffering, he says, oy ve avoy. U'mashi iskel b'oy vecha. Why does the pasuk in Dvarim Lamed begin with oy vecha? He says, "Kadesh Yismoch Aradifa El Hasonim Shehem Bnei Esav Sheikar Golosenu B'chol Makom Shehu Livnei Edom Hu." So the pasuk says, "Al Ivech V'Al Sonecha," and why is the word Sonecha placed second? And in this case, referring to Bnei Esav. And the answer is that this represents the whole sweep almost of Jewish history, that we are in the exile of Edom. He says, Mibnesha Bnei Yishmael Kashim Li Yisrael Yoser Mibnei Esav. The suffering, the anguish that we will suffer at the hands of Yishmael is that much greater than the parallel suffering that we will have to experience at the hands of Esav. Because as we said before, the Oyev is Gadol min Asone. The Oyev has no rachmanis whatsoever. He harbors enmity without limit for all of infinity. But let's just summarize what we saw here in Rabbeinu Bachai. Oivim refers to Yishmael, Sonim refers to Esav. These are the two nations, and we are subjugated by these two nations. We live in the lands of these two nations, and the word Oivim on Yishmael indicates that the hatred of Yishmael is that much more intense and ferocious, and it doesn't lend itself or allow itself for any element whatsoever of compassion. Whereas the Sone, Afal Pishiarelo, Yasel Derech Rachmonis, he has a mixture of compassion. There's some sort of balance in it. And Bnei Yishmael, Kashim Li Yisrael, Yoser Mi Bnei Esav. It's clear that Bnei Yishmael is more of a challenge to Klal Yisrael than the Bnei Esav. Although one could ask about Amalek, and I don't see that Rabbeinu Bachai asks that question, but it could be that Amalek is not in this cheshbon. Amalek is a separate nation unto itself. It may be, you know, maybe a grandchild of Esav, but when we talk about Esav, we're talking about Esav minus Amalek. Because Amalek are certainly Oivim, whereas he, Rabbi Mechai, is identifying Bnei Esav as Sonim, not as Oivim. Now, we're really getting frightened here about the terrible hatred of the Bnei Yishmael. They harbor it against Klal Yisrael, which engenders an Oyev status. I'm sorry, what I mean by an Oyev status, let me clarify that, is a status of hatred without any element of compassion. And this is even worse than a Sone, and therefore Bnei Yishmael are worse to the Jewish people, more of a terrible threat than the Bnei Esav. Again, I'm assuming that we're excluding Amalek, because that's already a whole different story. And if Bnei Yishmael call Oivim, how much more so should we call Bnei Amalek Oivim? Now, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yeshiva, David Cohen, I was lucky to hear shiurim from his dad, who was a gadol in his own right, Rabbi Yosef Cohen. And Rabbi David Cohen, who married off my children, says that if you take a look at the bracha of Avraham Avinu and compare it to the bracha of Rivka that we began with, you'll see that in Avraham Avinu the word is Oivim. And that's because Avraham Avinu has two sons, Yitzhak and Yishmael. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to Avram that his Zerah, which means through Yitzchak, Yirash Es Oivecha, they will overcome Yishmael at the end of days. But when we get to Rivka already, that's one generation forward, then the Yirash Zarachas Sonov, which is a reference, as we saw, to the Bnei Esav, the Bnei Edom, it means that the children of Rivka are Yaakov and Esav. And within the context of this constellation of the children of Rivka, of Yaakov and Esav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Rivka that her children, in this case the descendants through Yaakov, Yiresh Esonov, meaning they will inherit or conquer the Bnei Esav. So we have Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov will conquer. We had before Yitzhak and Yishmael, Yitzhak will conquer Yishmael. That was the promise to Avraham Avinu. Now we have the children of Rivka, we have Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is being promised that he will defeat his sone, namely his brother Esav. And therefore when Rashi says that Rivka is Barcha be Osa Bracha, Shenemrali Avraham Avinu Bar Sinai, he doesn't mean Osa Bracha in the superficial, literal sense. What he means by Osa Bracha is that in both cases, first and foremost in the case of Avram, and then later in the next generation, in the case of Rivka, there will be a bracha of Yirash Zara Es Hakomim Olav Lichaloso, that the descendants of, whether it be Avram or whether it be Rivka, will stand up and conquer those who wanted to destroy it, destroy that nation. And who are these major nations, you know, the Ovos, so to speak? And those are the Oivim and the Sonim, Ha'omdus Aleinu L'Chaloseinu. Those Umos are Yishmael and Esav. And now it makes sense that although the bracha is essentially the same, but there are two languages here, the Sonim and the Oivim, because it all depends on which Av or which Aim is receiving the bracha. So Avram is going to receive the bracha of Oivim, because he's going to have Yishmael, and Yitzhak is going to have to face Yishmael, whereas Rivka is going to be receiving the promise, the bracha of Sonim, because she has Esav, and Esav is her offspring. And then we had asked the question, how does the Ramban in his Pirush on Parshas Vayera, how does he know that there's Avtocha Shlema Shebegula Sida Lanu? And the answer to that question now becomes obvious, because since there was Avtocha Avram V'yon Yerushas Ha'oivim, that itself is an allusion, is a remez to the ultimate Geula. Because basically what Chazal are conveying to us is that in the Achas HaYomim, there will be a conquering of and a subjecting of Oivim and Sonim. So Bnei Yishmael will be Nichnoim, will be subjugated to Klal Yisrael at the time of the Melech HaMashiach. First of all, they will vanquish the Bnei Edom, but then Mashiach will come along. And that's what we saw in the Pirkei Rebbe Loza, Asidim Bnei Yishmael, Lasos Ba'aretz, Ubi'achris HaYomim, that they will fight and subjugate the Jewish people at the end of days. Uli Lochem Bekrach Gol Sheberomi. And that's a reference to Ben David, Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because in the aftermath of the rise of Bnei Yishmael, when they will conquer the land and subjugate the Jewish people, then there will be a battle in Romi, and Yishmael will vanquish Romi, and then Mashiach ben David, the rising star, will show up on the scene. He'll see the destruction of both nations, and then from there he'll come to Eretz Yisrael, Mizeh Bami Edom. So he's coming from Edom, where there'll be this battle between Yishmael and Edom. And on the Pasuk, Al Pnei Kol Achiv Nafal, and left it says, V'yele told us Yitzchak. So Baal Turim points out, Sheyipol Yishmael Biachris Hayom Oz Yitzchak Ben David, Shehumi told us Yitzchak. Now there is a Maldim here that I wanted to call your attention to, and that Maldim is in Sefer Yechezkel. There's also a Maldim in Zechariah, and in both cases he refers to Edom and Yishmael. And not only that, he says that these two nations will battle against each other. He gives you a little bit of the future chronological order, sequence of events in history. He says, B'eis Kates, at the time of the end of Achris HaYomim, Achris Shekvar Yoshvu Yisrael Al Admas Yisrael, Klal is already sitting, residing in the land, Asidim Umos Lis Asef V'lichvosh Es Yerushalayim. There will be a battle against Yerushalayim. And he writes that Machzikim Bedas Yishmaelim, that amongst these the members of this nation that's coming to vanquish the land of Israel are those who observe the religion of Islam. Hen Yisvasvu Im Bnei Adam Lichbosh Haaretz Amal Bivoam Yasa Bnei Mahuma Vilachmu Ish Biachiv. So even though the Yishmaelim are going to gather together with the Bnei Adam, I mean in addition to the Bnei Adam, in order to conquer the land and take it away from Israel, but when they come to do so, all of a sudden they become peaceful neighbors. And this is fascinating. He says, Edom Vishmal Yilachmu Zeh Bazeh, and Sham Yishpot Hashem Osam Becherev Ubedam. Here he refers to Zechariah, and there in Zechariah is the greatest description of the Milchemes Gog Umagog at the end of time. And the Malbim says, "V'achris Hayom Yiskabtzu Chel Gogu Magushem Umos Edom Litvos Es Yerushalayim Biyad Yisraelim Veini Lachmu Kinegdom VeHargu Zeze VaShem Yilochem Beinehem Lasus Behen Mishpat Kasuv Ala Rose Sha'asu LiYisrael BeChurban Abayis." So once again, we see the Malbim is very consistent in the emphasis here of the Milchama between two nations, two empires, the empire of Edom, the empire of Yishmael. And God will battle on behalf of Klal Yisrael to defeat these two nations, because there'll be mishpat, there'll be divine justice meted out to these evildoers who brought so much churban and exile to the people of Israel. That's what the Malbim says in Zechariah. If you look at the Lashon of the Paitan, he says, Kalei Seir V'chosno, this is Slichos for the fifth day of the Aseres Mechum, V'yalu L'tzion Moshim. So there's going to be a destruction of Seir V'chosno. Now, what does Chosno mean? And the answer is that first, he says in the sequence, is Kalei Seir. And that's a reference to Edom. But who is going to bring about the destruction of Edom? Chosno shel Esav. Because Esav marries the daughter of Yishmael. Al Yidei Yishmael. It's Yishmael who's going to defeat Esav. V'oz k'shiyichlu Seir v'chosno. And at the moment that both Seir and the father-in-law Yishmael will be destroyed, is then Yalu Litzion Moshiim. That's going to be the time of Tzmichas Keren Moshiach Tzidkenu. So the Gula Seed is going to come after the Nefila of the Oivim, which means Bnei Yishmael, which itself is subsequent to the earlier defeat of the Sonim at the hands of Yishmael, and then Yishmael will be defeated. And this seems to be what the Ramban was saying, that the bracha bestowed upon Avram Avinu following the Akedah was that Zaro Yirash Ashar Oivav. And the Ramban identifies that as a divine promise for the Gula Asida, for the Nefilah of Yishmael. And that is what Hashem is telling Avram Avinu. Does the Ramban know that this is a besora of being mevasa the gula sida shetovo? The answer is because it says shar zaro yirash shar oivav. Avram Avinu is told about the oivim. The oivim is a reference to Yishmael, and the nefil of Yishmael is the harbinger of tzmichas David Mashiach ben David. So he writes that we should be zoche to see in our time the fulfillment of this bracha to Avram Avinu of Zaro Yirash Ashar Oivav, the Gula Sida, after the defeat of Yishmael at the time of Moshiach ben David, Kein Yiratzon. Amen.